God's unmerited favor for us, his crazy love. And the truth is, many times we struggle understanding. If you find yourself struggling to understand God's grace, don't beat yourself up. Even the disciples struggle with understanding grace.
Jesus, I killed your life. I killed your life. Okay, so at this moment, and I wasn't catching any fish, okay? So I heard this voice, and the voice said, catching that to the other side. And so I'm thinking, well, I'm a fisherman. Oh, I'm going, but I'm not catching any fish, you know? And so I put my net over there, and then I'm gagging a fish up into that net, and I'm going, this is a total miracle. Who could have done that? I need to know who told me to throw the net to the other side. And boom, I look up, and I mean, there's you. You're looking at me on the seashore, going, it is like the Lord is real life. I can't believe your life.
And you get out of
the boat. Come on,
Peter.
Yeah.
Do you love me?
Yes, I love you. I love you. You're alive. You're alive.
And you feed my sheep.
And you get out of the boat. Come on, man. Yes.
Peter.
Yeah.
Do you love me?
I love you. Yes. And I'm so sorry about that rooster cluck, and I have no idea what that meant, but I do know I'm better for it. All right, okay.
Then feed my sheep.
Andrew, I'm smiling, but I'm serious. Come on, get out of the boat. Yes.
Peter.
Yeah.
Do you love me?
Mere words cannot describe the passion I have for you. I love you. You know everything. I love you.
Good. Good. Then feed my sheep.
I know you like yourself, but I still like you. There's something new about you all the time. It's all about you.
Peter,
yep.
Do you remember the morning the ladies went to the tomb?
Yeah. We're all in the room trying to figure out what to do next, you know, because we thought you were dead. You know, you were dead, you know. We're trying to figure all that out, you know. And there comes one up, and Mary's like saying, beehive, beehive, beehive. And I'm thinking, I know where you can be, but keep him out, you know what I mean? But as she kept getting closer, I heard her correctly, she was saying, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive. And we're going, who's alive, who's alive? And she said, she was at the tomb, and the tomb was empty, and she said that there was an angel there. And the angel said, go tell the disciples to be here, that everything is okay, he's risen. And so, me and John, we hightailed it down there, and if John says he beat me, he's totally lying, all right? I think he's totally lying, all right? You know? So we get down there, and I'm looking at that tomb, there it is empty. There's nothing in there, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, what does this mean? What does this mean? And John is right there. John is so good at words. He should write a book. He is so good at words. And John said, don't you get it, Peter? This is everything Jesus is saying I'm going to do. And you did it. It's done. Let's do it. It's so good.
Wait. Did the angel put what?
Go tell the disciples and Peter that everything is okay. He is risen. You've risen. Let's go.
He said what?
Go tell the disciples and Peter.
You said my name. Why did you say my name?
Peter, that's great.
No, I don't deserve that, because that night people kept coming up to me asking me if I belonged to you, if I was with you, and I kept denying you left and right, all right? You know, it'll take me a whole life to make up for what I did. It was unforgivable for what I did.
No. What I did on the cross was meant to take what is unforgivable and make it forgivable. That's my grace. It's not about you. It's always about me. That's great, Peter.
Grace. We can't earn it. We don't deserve it. Nothing we can do to acquire it. Unmerited. Grace is that gift of God. We're saved by grace. That is, we are redeemed from our sin nature because God gives us grace. Grace is God not giving us what we deserve, which is judgment, but giving us what He desires, what we don't deserve, which is mercy. Grace. Have you experienced it? Are you experiencing it daily? Do you remember the time that Jesus stood at the tomb of his friend Lazarus? And he cried out, Lazarus, come forth. And this is one of those moments in Scripture when I would have loved to have a video camera. Because the custom of the day was when a person was buried, they were bound with gauze from head to toe. Just wrapped up sort of on his back. So visualize that. Coming out of the grave. still wrapped up. And I just hopped a little bit. And Jesus said, unwrap him, unloose him, and let him go. I think it was Warren Wiersbe who once said that we as believers should take off the grave clothes and put on grace clothes. Put on grace clothes. Receive the grace of God. Let it show. We've been looking at Simon Peter for several weeks. The reason why we've been looking at Peter is not just because he's a great biblical character, but because he's us. We are Simon Peter. All the great things he's said and done have been in our high moments of spiritual life. Some of the stumbles, some of the awkward things have been expressions of our low moments. And Simon Peter was caught up in the guilt of his denial of Jesus, that denial of the trial. He was confused by the crucifixion, burial, and now the stories of the resurrection. And so he just simply said, I'm going fishing. I'm going fishing. I'm going back to my comfort zone. He and the rest of the disciples went to the Sea of Galilee. In the 21st chapter of John, the story begins to unfold as the sun rises on the shore of the sea. The sun's coming up, but there's still darkness in Peter's heart and his spirit. Remember, Jesus called him Peter, Petros, which means rock. Now he's more like shifting sands and emotions. Back to his comfort zone. Back fishing, he catches nothing. It should sound kind of familiar to Peter. The voice from the shore that says, cast the nets on the other side, do become familiar sounding to Simon Peter, because there was a time in which that voice said the same thing. At that very moment, his guilt was beginning to transcend to remembrance. He gets back to the shore. And on the shore, he sees Jesus standing by a charcoal fire with some fish already there. Remember the last time Simon Peter stood by a fire? Warming his hands while Jesus was being tried, denying that he ever knew it. Now this fire is not a fire of guilt, but a fire of forgiveness, a fire of renewal. Jesus knows. Jesus knows what points of our life that we have denied or disrespected or rejected him. Sometimes he takes us back to that point to help us remember. And you remember what else took place. Jesus called him aside and said, Peter, do you love me? 3 times. Some people think he asked 3 times because he had denied Jesus 3 times. But if you study the grammar of that moment, you hear Jesus moving from, are you affectionately fond of me, to, do you love me with unconditional love? And when he asked that question, he was really saying to Simon Peter, I'm telling you what grace is. I'm showing you the greatest expression of grace. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Have you received that grace? Is there a point in your life that you can remember when you said, yes, I will accept the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, the payment of the penalty of the sin on the cross, so that I might have life eternal? Do you have that moment in your life? There's more. Grace is not just a one-time shot. Grace is an ongoing expression. I've learned some things in studying Simon Peter's life about us. Things like remembering that we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But also remembering that when we don't ask for forgiveness of sin, it weighs heavy on us. David understood that. When David tried to hide his sin and finally was confronted by his sin, he wrote the 51st Psalm talking about how his bones and his stomach were breaking. Not only have we all sinned, not only is sin heavy on our heart, But the truth is, God loves us even when we sin. Do you hear that? God loves us even when we sin. In fact, the Bible says, even when we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we're saved by that grace. We're redeemed by that grace, by that forgiveness, by that unmerited, undeserved, unearned favor of God. And just as he told the Apostle Paul one day, he says to each of us who are saying, I'm not sure there's enough grace, he says, my grace is sufficient. My grace is adequate. No matter what your life experience is, no matter how rebellious, how denying, how sinful, I love you, God says. I give you my grace. There's enough to go around. Apostle Paul wrote an interesting phrase in Colossians chapter 2. He said, in the very same way that you received Christ Jesus as Lord, how did you receive Christ Jesus as Lord? By grace through faith. In the very same way you received Christ Jesus as Lord, walk in Him. Meaning, continue to live the grace life. Continue to. Simon Peter would later, this Simon Peter, who experienced that outpouring of grace there on the Sea of Galilee, would later write in one of his letters, very simple words, grow in grace. It's a process. It's a daily experience. To not only receive the grace of God, but to reveal that grace, to show that grace to others. This morning, before the 8 o'clock hour, person walked up the sidewalk, who I'd had a painful conversation with several months ago. And because of disruption, because of conduct unbecoming, disrespectful to leaders and people in our church, I'd said to this person, you are really no longer welcome in our church. It's hard. That's difficult. And several months have gone by. And then today that person begins to walk up the sidewalk. I took a deep breath and thought, how do I deal with that? And God said, what are you preaching on today? Grace. It's a lot more fun to receive grace. Let me assure you that when you express it, there's a joy, celebration. We are Simon Peter. God asks us, do you love me? He doesn't ask us to make us feel guilty. He asks us to make us feel grace. Do you feel God's grace? Father, I thank you for grace. For that gift of forgiveness. That gift of mercy. That gift of love. I pray that we would not only receive it, but demonstrate it. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So what's the application of that?